record.
I'm recording.
Oh, sorry, the pre-show nonsense.
Yeah, that was crept right up on me. Phew. Did you watch that there Falcon and the Soldier?
I did. It was good.
It's not bad.
Yep, it was a good start. There wasn't too much backstory. It had been so long that of seeing Infinity War. I had no memory of those two being consumed in the blip. So it was nice to remind me that they've been missing for the last 5 years and are going through some things.
Yeah, so I hope it continues to be decent.
Yeah.
It really just seemed like an extension of the movie. Like, it was that quality.
It really was. They are taking great care with their Marvel series on Disney+.
Yeah, they're definitely not skimping on spending to make them good.
Right.
This is no, episode of The Flash or Legends of Tomorrow. Wow, why is my mic so hot?
I don't know.
How about now? Maybe a little low.
Ow, mic's too hot for the hot tub.
Well, burn too hot for the hot tub. All right, hopefully that's better. So what was your Masked Singer thought there?
I think you were the wrongest you've ever been in your whole Masked Singer life.
Yeah, that was pretty wrong.
Oh my goodness, I'm surprised you didn't know. Like, I've seen her on enough things that as soon as the character started singing, I was like, oh, if this is anybody other than Caitlyn Jenner, I will eat my hat.
Mm. It was just the clues, had like hat and racing and the king, right? So I was like, well, the king of racing was, was Petty. Maybe this is his son.
I see your logic.
I had never would have thought that, Jenner had been drafted by a team, or was involved in anything. I thought he was just on Wheaties boxes and,
right,
retired after the Olympics. But, there you go.
Yeah.
And this week there's supposed to be some mystery extra bonus person showing up, right?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. I hope it's Joel.
There was some, that would be amazing.
It's always a little better with Joel.
Most TV shows really are better with Joel. I mean, Joel McHale.
All right, you ready to kick this off?
Y'all ready for this? It's 9:03 in the PM. It's time for Perspectives. Believers, welcome to the 286th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One, we got KS72, we got Sneaky Beat 15, they're Ray, they're Ian, I'm Craig. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy! That's a throwback from a show from a long time ago. Holy smokes. This is the week of 331, and sadly we are still in the year of our COVID. Never gonna end. Especially not in this town, because everyone's gotten infected and they're having everyone at dorms tested, and it's a disaster. But
You think this town might be bad. We took a trip to Altoona today.
I'm sorry.
It's well worse down there. going into a CVS to get a vaccine, and like half the people just don't wear masks into the mask required pharmacy. Yeah,
that seems about right.
Yeah, I was gonna say no part of that story shocks me.
We were talking at work the other day in our meeting where we talk about COVID things, and the trend downtown seems to be that the kids get tired about 4 o'clock. Like, early in the day, mask wear is pretty good. The closer you get to 5 p.m., the worse it gets. And once you hit like after 4 or 5 o'clock, there's no masks anywhere in town.
Oh, ever our allies, college kids.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple hundred infected in the past week, from what I understand, on campus, and then, a couple hundred more downtown. So, that's good. Good times. Pittsburgh had its highest count in months. The state had its highest count in like, a couple of months. Good
times. I had an unusually high outbreak here in the schools. Normally, I get maximum 1 to 2 calls from the superintendent per week to tell me of a case of COVID and a case of COVID, but this week, they had like 6 cases in the high school. They went remote on Monday, and then they've called me about 3 more cases since then. I'm like, oof.
Wow.
Good luck, everyone.
It's not good. It's not good, man.
Don't worry. You still make it better.
Sure. Well, I'm so dreading warm weather in this town because it's going to get so bad. Over to your 5-day 4-star crash. On the 13th, you had Sabretooth.
Yes.
Did we cover that last week?
We did, because I somehow won with just 5 black.
All right. Number next was Kingpin.
Also successful. I mean, he's a clunky character with a clunky build, but
he's got that big
he was able to overpower 3-star Luke Cage.
I have no memory of that battle whatsoever. I mean, I'm sure I won, but no memory of it.
Yeah. I was doing stuff, and I'm like, wait, what am I doing? All I need to do is to summon the people and just let them do their countdown tiles and do their thing.
Sure.
I don't need to do anything else.
Now, jabbing them is not as effective as it once was.
Nope.
With your big pokey finger.
Yep. Starting yesterday was Captain Hammer. He's our hero.
Yes.
Did you Captain Hammer?
I did. He's new to me, so it took me a loss because, you know, I couldn't just power through it with a champion 4-star. I actually had to read what he did and learn how to use him. And so, yeah, once I realized she had an ability to ruin my red almost every time.
Yep.
Then I was able to manipulate the blue with the red so that I could get the red to activate. And
yeah, you got to do the sun first and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I took a loss. I did it today, completed it today by doing that exact thing. Get a bunch of blue, stun once, yep. Put the red out there, fire the blue again as she becomes unstunned. Yeah.
Yep. I had to do the same thing.
But yeah, he is new. He's new to you. He's new to everyone. Like, since they nerfed him, I haven't used him. I don't think I've used him once. So I had no idea what he did.
I never used him pre-nerf, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, I used him a ton pre-nerf, but yeah.
Coming up number next is the good old OG X-Force.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid performance. He's a good character. I'll definitely win.
Yeah, you'll win that one. Something fierce.
Again, though, we have 3 different builds.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I have that's bad?
What choices did I make here?
I don't know. I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Ian is correct. Yeah,
I feel strongly that I am correct.
I don't know what you're talking about. You need all that yellow you can get.
Especially 1v1. Ian's build is absolutely correct, 1v1.
Hey, you know, that's how he played out. What are you going to do?
Craig's, as Samurai says in Discord, Craig's build is the worst.
I don't know. I don't think I can argue with that. But you know, what are you going to do?
That's quality.
Black? No, black.
Thick Steve's is running. That gets you Sentry, Electros, and Phoenix Shards. Placement is Throg and Lumbercap, I believe. That's followed up by Cosmic Chaos, Beast, Throg, Cap Shards. Placement is new character and some Adam Warlock Shards. And then followed up by introducing new character here. Ray, Space Season, 4 days left.
Yeah, I noticed it was coming down to the wire yesterday. Yeah, I got some work ahead of me.
All right. Get her done.
I'm at 1176 in the simulator. I don't know how many points I have total, but
this was the first time I didn't have to go to 75 wins in I don't know how long. I actually got there on points for once.
Yeah, I think I've done 75 wins once.
That's usually how I get there.
Normally, I get 2,000 points in, 30-some matches, so.
Nope. All right. Hey, remember those game board changes?
No. Tell me about them.
They're going to walk some of those back.
Oh. But I was just getting used to everything.
Well, get unused to some of it.
All right. Cool.
They put out a thing saying, hey, they're looking at all the comments that folks had. They'll be playing some of the changes that will be live by the week of April 4th, including various color tweaks to the tiles to make them more visible to everyone, make powers easier to identify when activated. That'll be nice for me. And alleviate some of the eye strain on enemy turns for a smoother transition to play. So that brightness dimming is apparently being rectified there.
That's cool. Sounds like they're addressing all the complaints. So,
there you go.
I don't hate any of that.
Dev's listening in, taking your feedback. Good stuff there. All right, Ian, we got the new character.
Oh.
I don't remember
your... Can you remind me of the clue, as always?
It's a living?
It's a living. That's what I remember as well.
Yep.
I get it.
So what we got is Morbius, the living vampire. He is a 4-star, black, blue, and purple. His black passive is called Feeding Frenzy. When you match or destroy an enemy special tile, remove one other enemy special tile and deal its amount of damage. As you go up in level, at level 5, you're removing 3 other random enemy special tiles and dealing a little bit of damage. So, you know, one match is getting rid of 4 enemy special tiles. That's quite a bit of removal.
Yes.
But wait, there's more. His blue power is called hematology. Five blue.
Five?
Five.
Wow.
That's a bargain.
Destroy an enemy strike attack or projectile and create a one-turn repeater that restores health. As you go up in level, you are just restoring more health. But there is a second way to destroy enemy special tiles. But wait, there's more. His purple power is called In the Shadows, or seven purple. Create three red or black trap tiles that, when matched or destroyed by the enemy, deal damage and reduce the strength of all enemy strike attack and projectiles by 13. Damage dealt by these trap tiles permanently reduces the enemy's health for the rest of the battle.
Nice.
When you get up to level 5, you're creating 5 of those trap tiles, dealing 1,394 damage, reducing the strength of all enemy tiles by 33. Man, this guy is going to totally be the end of, Polaris builds here.
Apparently. Came to fight the strike tiles.
Holy smokes. Special tiles? Nope.
5 blue. That's awesome.
Yeah, so apparently they have decided that they needed a super hard counter to all these special tile teams. And boy, here you go.
Right.
That's not bad healing either. I mean, it puts out a one-turn repeater that, it's 470 at, 900 at max level. That's, for a repeater that it doesn't go, it'll be matched away. But while it's on there, that's not bad.
Yeah. And it's a bargain at 5.
Right.
Nothing ever costs 5.
Yeah. I know. That's crazy.
Daken, right? That's it.
I mean,
sure. I'm sure there's a handful of others, but that cliff with the arrows, they're 5 each.
Oh, they are. You were correct. Yep.
So there you go. At first glance,
sorry, cliff with the arrows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it made perfect sense to me. Cliff with the arrows.
It did. I nearly let it go.
I understood exactly what he was talking about. But he said, so that's a really hard counter for special tiles. He looks like he could be an interesting play.
I agree. He's got a lot going on.
So the introducing Morbius, that'll run the 25th of the 1st. Rewards ISO and a heroic token and some shards in progression. In Cosmic Chaos, running the 25th to the 29th, rewards tokens to the Cosmic Chaos cover store. And Morbius is in the placement reward. The Infinite Pursuit is running the 28th of the 2nd. Shards are in progression rewards, and his Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is running the 28th of the 2nd. You get the Age of Apocalypse Beast in Mission. That can't be right. Why would it give you that?
Because you already have him at that point. You're good.
Did they not edit this again? No.
Nope.
Because the Versus event says it's called Real McCoy, and it gives you Morbius placement rewards.
Yep.
Looks like it's actually called Bloodsucker. Which is funny.
Yeah, it is.
That's running the 28th to the 31st.
If it weren't for the typos, that would have been pretty funny.
Morbius and Friends Vault running the 28th to the 3rd. 88 on Vault. 3 forest stars that are Morbius, a rogue, and a random forest star. So there you go. Morbius, the living vampire. Not sure what spawned him to come out all of a sudden, because he's got no tie-in, obviously, to any of the new shows that are going on. But there you go. And it's not Halloween.
That's what makes it so mysterious.
Yeah. You know who he's not?
Vampire style.
He's not Backtrack the Leaper, so that's awesome. Because that character is still dope.
Just a matter of time at this point, I think.
I think so. Probably is, and I'm going to be so sad when it makes its appearance.
He's a ticking time bomb.
And then somehow every time...
Four-star glory.
And then somehow every time I open a token, it'll be the one time that I max out a character, like, as fast as possible, and it'll be Backtrack. That would be really sad.
It's going to be a good day.
His three powers are going to be boot to the head... The second power is going to be boot to the head. And the third power is going to be boot to the head.
Boot to the head.
Because all he can do is boot you in the head. Ugh, stupid Batroc. All right. Anything else in the news?
No.
Nothing I'm aware of.
All right.
For this show, at least.
Apparently, Samurai is telling me that there was supposed to be a Morbius movie that got booted.
Boot to the head.
To another time because of COVID.
Oh, well. I'm okay with that. I'll watch it.
All right.
I'll probably even enjoy it.
And then you saw that the Widow's movie got bounced to, you could get it on the Disney Plus.
Yes.
For way more money than I'm ever going to spend on it.
Right. Shelling out $30 to watch it one time? That's crazy.
That's absurd.
What am I, the Pope?
Exactly.
Goodness.
Hey, the movie theater here is opening, by the way, on Friday.
Oh, cool, I think.
College Nine
or bad.
College Nine apparently is open. They claim that they put in, you know, extra double special filters in their HVAC system. So, you know, cool. it's all good.
Well, maybe I'll catch that Widow movie in the theater then.
Yep, could do so. All right, so the news. Ian, hit me with the top three.
All right, this week, the top three. I don't know how to pluralize this. I say Pokemons, but it could be Pokemons.
I would go with Pokemons. I mean, it's Pocket Monsters, so.
Yes, I don't know. We're going to look through the Pokemon catalog, and we're going to pick our favorite three. So my number three is number 67, Mr. Machoke. Machoke is the middle evolution in between Machomp and Machamp, and he is the best one because Machop is too cute, and Machamp has four arms, and I find that grotesque.
Okay.
So I didn't like Goro, I don't like Machamp, but Machoke, and he's got a cool name. And he wears that belt to keep his power down, because if his belt breaks, then he's unlimited power and he destroys the universe. So, I'm on board. Machoke, number three.
Alright.
Who's next?
I don't know. How about Craig?
Alright, I did not look up the Pokedex numbers for my characters.
Yeah, neither did I.
there was not a requirement.
Okay.
I was just trying to help people who are playing along.
I have a running theme for my three, but the number three spot, because I never actually have played a single Pokemon game, but I did used to really enjoy the cartoon. So my number three is Magikarp. And I am putting the Magikarp song into the chat there. So if anyone wants to have the official Magikarp song, there you go. It's in the Discord.
Maybe in ancient times it was really strong. That's what the rumors say, but they're probably wrong.
That's a strong choice. I like Magikarp.
All right. So my number three, and I will start this off as I usually do with a little bit of explanation. I didn't know how to do this. Like I have very little in ways of like qualifying them. I just catch them all. Like I didn't really have any favorite whatsoever. However, just because I had this guy as a buddy in Pokemon Go for a very long time, I got to really like Chimchar. The little fire monkey. I actually listed all three, Chimchar, Monferno, and Infernape. But Chimchar was my favorite. He was my little monkey buddy.
That sounds awesome.
He's not bad.
He's strong.
Yeah, he's a pretty good character. Yeah. But really, I just liked his animation, doing head flips and stuff. He amused me.
Nice. All right, my number two is Hitmonlee. Hitmonlee is one of the three possible evolutions for a Tyrogue. He is like a brown blob with, and he kicks you.
He's got on like kickboxer shorts or something.
Right? Yeah, so he does look like he's wearing kickboxer pants.
So it's Batroc.
Yes, to go with Batroc, but yeah, he's the kicking version. And
Hitmonlee, master of Savate.
I want to say Hitmonchan is the boxing glove one.
Okay.
There's a Hitmon top, I think, but Hitmonlee, by far the best. I like his leggings, and I like that he kicks everybody.
Yeah, those are right out of, like, Footloose, oh, crap, what's the one in the steel mill? Flashdance.
Oh, Flashdance.
Yeah, those leggings are right out of Flashdance. All right. My number two.
Yep.
This is another character with a song, which I am now posting in the chat. Famous for singing its song, it's Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. Another good choice.
Oh, I hate Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. That's a good tune. Oh, man. I feel like I missed out. I'm glad you included Jigglypuff.
You have to have the Jigglypuff.
Yeah, that made me feel good about life. Ray, what you got?
All right, my number two. Again, I put all three evolutions, but Abracadabra and Alakazam. If I have to pick one, it's got to be Alakazam. And the reason that he made my list is because, I don't know if you know this, but Yuri Geller spent like $200,000 suing Pokemon because he declared that Alakazam was a direct steal from his stick. And he got thrown out of court so many times, never made a dime out of it, and eventually gave up his lawsuit and just went back home.
Is it spinning spoons?
It is.
Yeah, he's got spoons. Yeah.
He spins spoons with his mind.
Okay.
I just find it amusing that Uri Geller spent money on this in order to, sue because he thought that Alakazam was a direct ripoff.
It was the first thing I thought of, to be honest.
And if you don't know who Uri Geller is, man, you should have watched more Johnny Carson in the day.
All right. Number one. My number one. Again, apparently we all have the same kind of qualifications, like most entertaining Pokemon, is the always useless and always entertaining Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime!
Yeah. The idea that there is, a whole species of Pokemon that reflects so heavily what a human mime looks like that they're like, oh, it's called a Mr. Mime! And it is. Oh, what a disgrace.
I hate mimes so
There's
much.
There's a gif of him and he's the worst.
Mimes are always the worst. I blame the French. My number one is a character who also has a song that had to be translated from Japanese to English, but still, nevertheless, it is the member of Team Rocket. It's Meowth.
Underneath the evening sky with the moon high above, I sit here all by myself with the thoughts I'm thinking of.
I did like Meowth. He almost made my list.
I posted the English adaptation of the Meowth song also there in the chat for your pleasure.
Well done.
All right.
He was the heart and soul of Team Rocket.
You got that right. And the brains, because the other two are morons.
Right. And, I mean, what a great nemesis for Pikachu.
Yeah, Meowth is awesome.
Is he the only, like, to this day, is he the only Pokemon that can say things other than his name?
Like Mew and stuff can talk to you telepathically.
Right.
Sure. That's cheating. That's not.
Right. Yeah, I think that particular Meowth that hangs out with Jesse and James
is the only one.
The only one that speaks English.
Okay.
Or probably Japanese. You know,
only Pokemon and only Meowth.
All right. My number one, I enjoy this one. This one was my first pick by far because it has multiple evolutions. You can create a grass type, electric type, psychic type, the Eevee, which can become an Espeon, Leafeon, Flareon, Vaporeon, Umbreon. Yeah, it's just so diverse.
There's a lot of evolutions.
Yeah.
Eevee, very versatile.
They're all kind of cute, and, I find them aesthetically pleasing. So,
sure. The psychic one's pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. Really is. That's really it.
Cool. I'm down with that. That was well done for trying to cobble together a top three of Pokemons.
I have one honorable mention, but unfortunately it does not have a song that I'm aware of.
That's why it was an honorable mention and not on the list.
That's right. But you can't have the Pokemon without Psyduck.
It definitely deserves an honorable mention.
I love Psyduck.
I do too.
See?
He is one of...
Side.
He is. If he weren't in so much pain all the time,
yeah,
he would be even better.
Poor guy with a migraine all the time. Like, you feel so bad for him.
Yeah, he really. I feel like that just makes evolving tough.
So, there you go. That was my top three notable mention there.
Well done, sir.
All right. Ian, hit me up some trivia then.
Let me see if I can find it. I cleaned off what I thought were all my old notes, but I forgot I had one of them on my old notes. Did I ask you about Thor taking elective classes?
Yes.
In Asgard?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He was taking the elective course, Learn to Speak Groot.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't say I was happy about it, but it's the answer to the last week's trivia.
Yeah, he did then start talking to Groot,
Which makes no sense whatsoever, but okay.
Right. This week's trivia, if it's not canon, I apologize, but I'm going with it anyway. The question is, what is the name of the orphanage that Daredevil was raised in on the Netflix show of the same name?
I don't know. Pick a saint. Any saint.
Well, For all the other ones, you're mistaken. But I'll give you the answer next week.
Alrighty. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Alrighty. So this week, let's start over at the D3 forum. We've got Storm of Fire, who said, comment for Ray, I had to catch up on 4 episodes in a week because episode 281 kept sending me to sleep the 4 times I tried listening to it.
Wow.
Apparently it's like Jigglypuff. I don't know. And also said, this one nearly sent me to sleep twice, so make of that what you will about how interesting the podcast is and or how soporific your voices are. All right. I don't know. Is that a good thing? Are you listening before you go to sleep? Like, are you in bed?
Did that help?
I would like to point out this is the very first time ever that someone has said that while they're having to listen to me talk, they've been able to go to sleep.
It's a big day for you, Craig.
Man, that's crazy.
I don't remember where Storm of Fire is.
Oh, coming up, Craig.
Yes. Oh.
No, go ahead.
I don't remember where Storm of Fire is from. But they did also say, I found it quite fun listening to Craig and Ian talk about St. Patrick's Day. I mostly know when it is only because I have a friend who does Irish dancing and always displays some public performances during the week. So, yeah, I don't know. I think St. Patrick's Day is generally like a really American holiday, right?
Sure.
I suspect yes.
Also said the dimming on enemy turn of the new UI doesn't affect me much, but then again, I like to read in cars while I'm a passenger. Man, I can't do that. The colors do annoy me, though, and vaguely make me think someone accidentally switched between RGB and CMYK when doing their color palette. So, yeah, apparently knows way too much about color palettes. I don't know what that means. I mean, no, I know what RGB is, but I don't remember the difference between the two. So, also on D3 forums, Tony Foote.
Hey-o, Tony Foote.
Hey-o.
commented and said, Apathy Ian, I think we can all agree, is our favorite Ian.
Thanks.
Still regarding the new board, although I agree with the community, usually does just hate everything new. This time they have some registered complaints in the forum and have some good insight as to what is giving them issues. For once, it's not just threatening to quit. It's people sad because they may quit for a variety of reasons. Myself, I've quickly got used to the new board, but just about every time I don't like the dimming, and special tiles and countdown tiles could do with some more contrast. Keeps missing countdown tiles before they go off. But he says, I'm sure it'll improve. And like we said, yeah, they're coming out with a change. So,
yep.
Jordan from Jersey did get your trivia question. I believe Thor took an elective in Groot.
Yes.
Dex 1138. Just throwing this out there. And this is a throwback to the SNL skits. My least favorite SNL skits of all time. Here is my top 3. Fred Armisen as Nicholas Fenn on Weekend Update.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's his top 3. Apparently that's all good. 3 of his
top 3. It's arguably the worst sketch
it
ever.
It is. I pulled it up because I couldn't remember which one it was. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Because he just rips it right from the headlines.
Horrendous.
Ugh.
Like, I don't even know how somebody else watched that. I don't know how Seth was laughing.
Right. How a room full of people sat down and went, yes, let's go with this week.
More than once.
Yeah.
Alpha Team asks what skit. It's Fred Armisen as Nicholas Fenn, F-E-H-N. Go ahead and look it up. You likely will not enjoy it.
Oh, so bad.
And Stinkbomb said, late honorable mention, the GE Big Boy appliances, and he linked a video to it. I didn't remember this, but apparently it's women going back into the workplace, so the dads are stay-at-home dads, and all of their cleaning equipment is like industrial strength, gas-powered. Yeah, I've never seen it before, but it's kind of interesting.
That does not ring a bell.
Mm-mm.
Like a dishwasher with a door, it's like a 70-pound door made of solid steel and... they had a writing vacuum cleaner. In any case, it's an amusing bit. But all right, that's all I got. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Yeah. Ian, breaking news from Adam Schefter.
Whoa, Nelly.
You have a new starting quarterback in Chicago.
Oh, isn't it Hold on, it's Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Now you're Andy a new Dalton. Starter. Man, that guy.
Oh, yeah. He can't be stopped. You can't shut him down.
Can't.
He's not going to back up Dak Prescott for the rest of his life. That's crazy.
I would just take me that money and I'll sit on the bench for...
It's a red rifle.
Another 10 years. You just keep paying me those backup QB checks. Those are worth millions.
His are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. I heard Ian's clap. That was exciting.
Yeah, we're getting good at this.
It's only taking 200 episodes to get it right.
Two claps is back, baby. Let's see who's boosted this week. Oh, the three stars. Ugh. That's an okay mix. Dr. Doom, if his purple weren't so difficult for me to activate successfully, I think he would be a formidable character, but he's a little bit slow and a little bit pricey. Magneto, on the other hand, is a great character and gets everything done all by himself. Lots of board shake, lots of tile destruction, lots of shields that overwrite other things. So good times there. Hood, also, if he had more than zero hit points, he would be a formidable character. His yellow is a little expensive, but it's an okay ability. Punisher is awful. I don't really know what he does other than his animation for his red is cool. And Beast is pretty good. The classic Beast, good at healing, good at dishing out a little bit of AoE. Okay, let's go into the real four stars and see what's going on this week. It looks like MODOK is boosted. I don't have a ton of MODOK, but he's an enjoyable character. He's got a red power that, you know, every level of effect is, I believe, damage dealing. So that's a boost. And then his afterburner also does some damage. If you use Talos for he is boosted, he's got some...
he's got powers.
Yeah. I don't know that any of them get boosted. No,
I don't know if you're looking at the graphic, but there's a red, giant red spoiler.
Yeah, I see it. I just couldn't quite wrap my head around a giant red spoiler for some reason. It's like, surely this is on me, right? No, nope. So he gets nothing. He brings nothing to the table and has no merit to being boosted. Thanks, Talos. This looks like Wolfsbane, maybe?
That's what I would guess, yeah.
Yeah! I feel like she does some good damage.
Mm-hmm.
That red does some good damage. And then Rend and her purple. Good stuff. Oh, Polaris. You don't even need to be boosted, but you are. So, you know, bigger strike tiles, better strike tiles to destroy, dealing damage when tiles get destroyed, making tiles.
Fighting around the world.
Making movies, making songs, fighting around the world. So yeah, she's boosted. There's no going wrong there. And the recently talked about Kingpin, whose countdown tiles do a variety of damage or strike tiling, and his big pokey finger that does an unimpressive amount of damage. So, yeah, I mean, Polaris is boosted, so if you play the game, you run her with Beta Ray Bill like you always do and insert third. I don't know, let's say Rocket and Groot. I don't know the answer to this, but I don't know what else.
If you're in four-star land and have Polaris, Rocket and Groot is the answer. You are absolutely spot on.
There you go. Let's do this. Polaris, boosted. That is, in fact, also what Samurai says in the Samurai Says corner. Are they boosted? Do they make special tiles? Put them with Polaris. There you go. You've won. So, that's it. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who is boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
And while you got the graphic there,
yeah,
you see the shrimp toast crunch picture there?
I did.
Did you hear about the shrimp and the cinnamon toast crunch?
And some other debris that was in a box of cinnamon toast crunch?
Yeah, so apparently that guy is married to Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, well. Lucky him, I guess?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, well, good for him. She seems nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have a real hard time eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the future.
Yeah. Let's head over to team-up time, then.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Hello, everybody. All right, so...
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Exactly. This week, so I made this up because I didn't get a whole lot of suggestions. However... What I went with was a couple 5 stars that I have not used before, and I put them with Okoye because 1, everybody goes with Okoye.
You're a monster.
But 2, These two people really go with Okoye. So here's where I come up with. First, I wanted to include God Emperor Doom because he has not been included on any of my team ups. And so what does God Emperor Doom do? He generates yellow and black for you. Every time the enemy makes a yellow or black match, he steals one of them. Who uses yellow and black? Okoye. Well, she doesn't use the black. Doom will use the black. Okoye will use the yellow to heal herself, so she can tank as usual and heal herself. Doom, his black is really powerful, and again, boosted by Okoye, is a take one person off the board kind of power. To put with them, I threw in, because it completes the rainbow, you need a blue active, a green active, and a purple. So I threw in Spider-Man back in black. So this would be a really good team against, you know, Polaris, who's throwing out all those strike tiles, and, well, I guess Rocket and Groot, because as was pointed out, when I could not defeat Rocket and Groot with Kitty, it was pointed out to me that all you needed was back in black, which is true, and eventually I did get them champed. So if you have these characters, they work well together. Again, Okoye boosts everything. Tyqueb Do is only 6 blue to fire off that power. That includes a stun. It's a really decent team, and like I said, God Emperor Doom just helps feed your AP for you. So I've used this a few times. I find it useful, especially if you're going up against a big special tile team. For me, Okoye at 5-5-3, even though she is the only one with that red, I think 3 is enough. You just don't want to drop yellow or black, in my opinion. Doom, I have at a 3-5-5, and back in black at a 5-3-5. I just find his purple and blue to be more effective. So there you go. That's the team up for this week. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go to OG and open up some tokens.
Tokens.
I actually got to open up the game here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I was thinking the same thing.
My brother points out that Victorious, if you have the support, really does help Doom a lot. That is true. I generally don't think about supports when I'm throwing the teams together. So
You could have just stopped it. I generally just don't think about supports.
Well, generally, that's true. I do not.
All right, Ian, you opening your one?
It's happening. Boom, purple. Boom, Adam Warlock, body and soul.
Ooh, nice.
That's how it's going down this week, fellas.
All right, I got 8.
Well, I got 6. Doesn't matter.
Good.
All right, go. All right. First one, X-23. Yeah, she's a character. Numero dos. Yeah. Love Sausage. Iron Will.
Yeah.
Number 3, another X-23.
Nice.
Number 4, the big pun. Next is Spider-Gwen. So apparently I'm going to get Squadoosh. Yep, they're all 4 stars. Oh, Prowler, that's a person.
Nice.
That was sad times right there.
You betcha.
Yeah, you saved them all up for me. Thanks.
Apparently.
All right. Number 1 is a 4 star. I don't know that symbol. That's a Throg. Okay. Ha! Pet Avengers Assemble. Number 2 is also a 4 star, Mr. Spectre, Mark Spectre, Moon Knight.
Nice.
Number 3 is a purple. Hooray, it is a yellow jacket, sting like a bee. Number 4, I believe. You did save him for me, it's another purple.
Nice.
Phoenix 5, Cyclops, Disarming Gaze.
I hate you both.
Oh my.
Alright, number 5. Is back to being a 4-star Star-Lord. Number 6 is a 3rd purple.
That's it.
Cross your heart, Yellow Jacket. Nice. I've been waiting for this for a long time. It's making me happy tonight. All right, number 7 is Yellow Jacket, that shrinking feeling.
Good lord.
And finally, it is Cyclops 4-star Combined Forces. Wow, that was a
that
good pull.
Takes me 6 months to get that many 5-stars.
What'd you get, 4 out of 9?
8.
4 out of 8?
Wait, did I get...
Holy moly.
Did I get 4? Yeah, 4 out of 8. That's a 50% ratio. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm outraged.
I mean, I hadn't got one for a little while, but still, that is ridiculous. I'll take it. Especially now that I have a yellow jacket that is... It brings my yellow jacket to a 3-2-2.
Hmm. All right, well, Everyone Hates Ray, brought to you by this guy. Woo-hoo. What's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. The Soon to Be Named Network, which can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com, is a podcasting network that we're a part of with some other excellent podcasts. You can find them all at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order this week?
I zoned out a little bit earlier. Am I going to get to keep my tile physics or not?
Yes. I believe that's all good.
Yeah, I don't think they were changing that.
Cool. In that case, I have no further interest.
I turned that on, and at first I didn't like it, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn that back off. I never turned it off, and now I'm really used to it.
Yeah. I like it.
I do as well.
Yeah. When I got to enjoy it for like those 2 days or whatever, that first time around before it vanished, that was nice too. All right, that's all we got then. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions, please shoot Ray some team combinations. He's running dry. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner. Buy yourself some stuff. You know what I pre-ordered today, Ian? You're going to hate this.
Ugh.
Somebody is making a comic book based on the Doors. So, you know, obviously I needed that.
Sure.
Yeah, so I got that coming.
Nope, that was super predictable. No problems there.
Yeah. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, is your lemonade made from real lemons? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good.
Boot to the head.